after the previous day's reprieve, cattle futures headed lower again on Wednesday. USDA is seeking public comments on a department-wide effort to improve and reimagine the nation's agricultural supply chains. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all, this is Wes Ishmael with an expanded edition of your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 22nd of April. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was limited on light demand in the Southern Plains, Nebraska, and the Western Corn Belt through Wednesday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Live prices were mainly steady in the Texas Panhandle at $120 a hundredweight, and steady to a dollar lower in Kansas at $119 to $120. Although too few to trend, there were also some trades in Nebraska and the Western Corn Belt at $123. As well, cattle feeders offered 3,470 head in Central Stockyards weekly fed cattle exchange auction. Of those, 1,517 head sold, six lots from the Southern Plains brought $120 a hundredweight, and one lot of 457 steers from Nebraska brought $124, and that was at the midpoint of last week's negotiated price range. Cattle futures on Wednesday gave back what they gained in the previous session, and then some, pressured by the disappointing early cash prices and yet another surge in grain futures prices. For instance, the front two corn contracts were up 14 cents and 19 cents. Pressure on cattle futures could have also included some positioning ahead of Friday's monthly cattle on feed report. As mentioned in Cattle Current on Tuesday, that report will likely show March placements significantly higher than last year. Part of that has to do with anemic placements the previous year as the pandemic took hold. However, disrupted placements in February of this year due to the widespread winter storm and power outages will probably add to the tally. Live cattle futures closed an average of 92 cents lower on Wednesday, from 20 cents lower at the back to $1.95 lower toward the front. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $2.29 lower across a range of $1.97 to $3.17 lower. Choice boxed beef cutout value is $2.20 higher Wednesday afternoon at $280.46 a hundredweight. Select was $1.41 higher at $271.88. Calves and feeder cattle traded mixed, but generally steady to lower at the weekly Wednesday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Feeder steers traded $2 to $5 lower at OKC West in El Reno, Oklahoma. The exception was $1 to $3 lower for steers that could go against the October live cattle contract. Feeder heifers sold $2 to $3 lower. A day earlier, demand was moderate for a light test of steer and heifer calves. There were 5,938 head on offer across both days. At Hub City Livestock Auction in Aberdeen, South Dakota, steers weighing 700 to 750 pounds sold steady to $3 lower. Steers weighing 751 to 800 pounds sold mostly steady, and then $2 to $4 lower at 801 to 950 pounds. There were instances of up to $8 lower for steers weighing 850 to 900 pounds. Heifers weighing 750 to 800 pounds sold mostly $2 lower. There were 3,944 head on offer. Steers weighing 700 to 1,000 pounds sold $2 to $4 higher at Winter Livestock in Dodge City, where there were 2,295 head. Steer calves weighing 350 to 700 pounds sold steady. Feeder heifers weighing 700 to 950 pounds sold steady, but heifer calves weighing 450 to 700 pounds sold $3 to $5 higher. Steers and heifers sold steady to $5 lower at Huss Livestock Market in Nebraska, where most of the decline was for cattle heading straight to the feedlot. There were 2,112 head on offer. Steer and heifer calves sold $3 to $5 lower at Torrington Livestock Commission in Wyoming, where there are 2,073 head. At Kist Livestock in Mandan, North Dakota, feeder heifers weighing 650 to 700 pounds sold $2 lower, but $1 higher at 700 to 750 pounds. no test on steers there, and 1,245 head on offer. Finally, steers weighing 450 to 600 pounds sold steady to $3 higher at St. Joseph's Stockyards in Missouri, where there are 1,192 head. Feeder heifers weighing 400 to 500 pounds sold $1 to $2 higher, but $1 to $2 lower at 500 to 650 pounds. Major U.S. financial indices closed higher Wednesday, supported by positive quarterly corporate earnings reports. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 316 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 38 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 163 points. As a reminder, you can find a weekly market summary and highlights in the CAF News Price Point podcast. It's available at cafnews.net. USDA announced Wednesday that it's seeking public comments on a department-wide effort to improve and reimagine the supply chains for the production, processing, and distribution of agricultural commodities and food products. That action is in response to an executive order signed by President Biden last month. The request for comments is published in the Federal Register, and the comment period will close May 21st of this year. In making the announcement, U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack said, "We have an opportunity to take the lessons we've learned from the COVID-19 pandemic and apply those to transforming our nation's food system from the inside out, including our supply chains." USDA plans to tackle the supply chain assessment holistically, he says, looking across a full range of risks and opportunities. Further, the Agriculture Secretary explained, "From elevating the importance of local and regional food systems to addressing the needs of socially disadvantaged and small to mid-sized producers to supporting sustainable practices to advance resilience and competitiveness, this top-to-bottom assessment will position USDA to make long-term transformative changes for economic, national, and nutritional security." Stated goals of the transformation include a fair, more competitive, and transparent system where a greater share of the food dollar goes to those growing, harvesting, and preparing the nation's food. According to the announcement, growing consolidation in food and agriculture, the general health of the U.S. population, a growing climate crisis, and the need to ensure racial justice and equity are important factors to take into consideration as USDA looks at strengthening food and agricultural supply chains. Further, USDA is interested in comments about how to target pandemic-related stimulus relief programs and spending toward long-term systemic change that results in food supply chain resiliency. In particular, among the topics USDA is looking for comments, bolstering local and regional food systems, developing new market opportunities, including for value-added agriculture and products, creating fair and more competitive markets. All in all, it sounds like an appropriate time for everyone with a vested interest in the cattle business to make their thoughts known. Again, the deadline for comments is May 21st. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 22nd of April. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.